Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. We are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith, and I'm so glad you tuned in. Hope you're having a good day so far. Well, you are in for a treat both hours. We got two Stephens joining us today. First hour, Stephen K. Scott joins us back on the program to celebrate a brand new book, absolutely gorgeous. It's titled Jesus Speaks, 365 days of daily guidance and encouragement straight from the words of Christ. And you've listened often enough, you've heard Stephen on the show before, where he talks about the red letters, the words of Christ, that we especially need to educate ourselves and immerse ourselves in what Jesus says, because to abide in him, we need to know what he says. And he's written a new book now, this devotional. It's so amazing. You see the red letters of what Jesus has to say, and then in a personalized way, it's like God speaking to you through the words that Jesus has said. I can't wait to unpack it with you. We've got a handful of copies to get into your hands. What I'm really excited about before I get Stephen on is 2 days from now, the day after tomorrow, that's Thursday the 17th, is our great giveaway day. And what is that, you ask? Well, I got to tell you, every year on Live the Promise, we mobilize thousands of you to get out of your comfort zone and do something for somebody else. The big question is, what can you do with $15? What's the best thing? Now, that $15 is really between you and the Lord. Maybe you have five, maybe you have 500. Do what you can out of your comfort zone and help somebody in need. We're devoting the whole show on Thursday, the day after tomorrow, to your phone call. So it's like we're sending you out on the mission field. You're going to come back from the mission field. Tell us your stories. And we're going to give a handful of copies of Stephen's book, Jesus Speaks, to the first several of you who call, along with some Christmas candy. And the two most inspiring stories will get a gift basket full of goodies, books and treats and fun stuff. I'm so excited about that. But if you're out of ideas, try this one. Now, this would be beyond $15, but go to a grocery store and look for a weary mom or dad and go stand in line and pay for their groceries. Or go to a coffee shop and pay for somebody who looks like they just need a lift, you know, or get a bag of groceries and drop it off at your neighbor who you never see or hardly ever talk to. I dare you to do something you otherwise normally wouldn't do, and then call us and tell us about it this Thursday for our great giveaway. I'm so excited to hear your stories, and I'm excited to introduce you back to Stephen, even though he needs no introduction. Let me tell you about him, and we'll get this conversation on the road here. Stephen K. Scott is an international author and successful businessman. He and his wife, Shannon, have 7 children and 5 grandkids. You can find him on the web at stephenkscott.com. Dear Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hey, I am thrilled to be here today.
I told you before the show that your publisher knocked it out of the park with this cover. When Grace and I were in our office and we opened up the box of books, we gasped. We both did. We were like, oh, this is beautiful, beautiful hardcover book. You've got to be so pleased with it.
You know what? I'm grateful for the outside, and I'm grateful that Roma Downey gave us such a nice statement for the cover. But more important, I'm excited about people getting into the practice of abiding in the words of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a gateway to that practice that can be used by children. It can be used by individuals, believers, brand new believers. One pastor said it's going to be the number one evangelistic tool for his church. He's got a large church. And I said it was written for Christians. It wasn't written for non-believers. He said, yes, but Christ comes alive in this in a way that he jumps out of that picture in the foyer of the church and becomes involved in your daily life. And he said, I can tell you right now how it's going to be used in our church. And but I'm excited for what it's going to do. We've had about 80 people going through the manuscript since January 11th last year, couples, teenagers, pastors, people who are brand new believers, people who have been believers for decades. And the changed lives, the transformation the craving that it's created for the person of Christ and the words of Christ. Jesus made 21 promises about his words to those who would abide in his words, and they're not for any other believer. They're only for those who will abide in his words. And it's amazing when you get into that, and we have seen that fulfilled now in the lives of so many people since we've been doing this little experiment. But today the book comes out, and I am so thrilled, Susie, that out of all the shows we could be doing this on, we're doing it on your show.
Wow, we're honored to have you, Stephen. I just got to read some of your endorsers. These are no slouches, friends. Christine Kane, Dr. Charles Stanley, Tommy Barnett, Dr. Ed Young, Sandy Patty, Chris Hodges, Perry Noble, Bobby Houston, Josh McDowell, Dr. Gary Chapman, Rich Wilkerson. So congratulations. Okay, so we've talked about The Greatest Words Ever Spoken, your other book, which is so fantastic. We actually gave a few of those copies away in a recent share event. But talk about the layout of Jesus Speaks so a person who's listening can understand, because we're going to read some excerpts from the book as well, but just kind of give a synopsis of how it's laid out, how to use it.
Okay, well, first of all, it is the first devotional that's focused entirely, 100%, on the teachings of Christ. It's literally 365 teachings on the teachings of Christ. And it starts out, and it's printed in red and black. So it's the first red-letter devotional. And we did that because those red letters that we're used to seeing in the Bible, they reach a point in our soul, a place in our soul and our heart that is very special because of the words of our living Savior. And so every page starts out with a headline that tells you what it's going to be about, the theme. Then there's a red-lettered statement at the top. And then the devotion itself springboards off of that red-lettered statement, is written in the voice of Christ. It's as if Christ is saying it. And I want you to know, there's no author opinion in this. What happened, I spent 8 years meditating in the 2,000 statements of Christ. And the Holy Spirit promises, Jesus promised, this ministry of the Holy Spirit. He said, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever things I have said unto you. But the condition is that we begin to meditate in his words. Well, I started that about 8 years ago. And so every one of these devotions reflects, they're more or less paraphrasing the teachings of Christ on that day's topic. And then everyone ends with a red-lettered statement, and that's on the same topic. And then at the very bottom, there's a reference to Greatest Words Ever Spoken to the page number that you can turn and see everything Jesus said on that day's topic.
Okay.
And when I did this, it was a very special time with me and the Lord, in the sense that he would give me the red-lettered verse for the day. I didn't know the dates. It was day number 1 through 365, with the exception of Christmas. And then I'd wait on the Lord, and then the Holy Spirit would perform that ministry. He'd begin to flood my mind with the statements of Christ on that topic. And then I would just listen, and I would write, and it was almost as if the Lord was preaching to me and using his words. And so it was tremendously uplifting, convicting, illuminating, revealing, all the things that Jesus does in his words. And so it took about a year to do this. And when I did that very last day, number 365, I got to tell you, my heart was broken, because it had been the sweetest devotional times of my life in doing this. And I knew it was done. And now, what's so funny, I read a day and I can remember the red-lettered verse, but I do not remember writing one of these, because I was so lost in the moment of receiving that special ministry of the Holy Spirit that is available to every believer. And so many don't avail themselves to it because they don't know the promise is to those that abide in the words of Christ. So that's the layout. They're short devotionals. They're three-minute reads, about 3 minutes to do it. But it's great not only for the individual. We have couples that have been doing it, and it's transformed their marriage. You begin to see life and everything in life from the point of view of Christ. And, of course, he reflects the perfect point of view of the Father. He says, everything I say, the Father commanded me to say and how to say it. So in 365 days, a reader really not only falls in love with Christ and begins to crave his words, but they see life and they see everything about life from his perspective and from the perspective of the Father. So a reader going through this in a year is going to be confronted with over 700 red-lettered statements from Christ, every one of them life-changing.
So good. And I got to say, normally I ask for an opening scripture, but I got so excited I jumped into the content without doing that. So just for fun, I opened up to December 14th. That was yesterday. I'm going to read the scripture and your excerpt here, and then would love to have you just speak to it if you would, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so this one is, are you looking at logs or specks? And the scripture's Luke 6, 41, 42. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying, friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Those are words right from Jesus, and this is what Steve writes in the voice of God to us. Why is it so easy to notice even the smallest faults of others? Why is it so easy to add your voice to someone else's criticism of another person? The answer lies within your heart. Pride can blind you to your own faults while magnifying the faults of another person. Pride creates a fertile soil in which all sin is spawned. Nothing breaks your intimacy with me faster than pride. It is the log that blocks your vision and makes it impossible for you to see clearly enough to remove a small splinter from another person's eye. Each time you find yourself criticizing or judging someone, ask the Father to expose your pride and then repent. Stop judging, criticizing, and gossiping. Ask for the grace he promises to be humble. Then, if you're prompted by the Spirit, gently and lovingly offer your help to the person with the splinter. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Love it, and I think it's absolutely powerful. Do you want to comment further on it?
You know what? This is typical of what happens. You begin to see, wow, you mean every time I criticize somebody, other than correcting them in righteousness, that's not only judging, but it's my pride exhibiting itself. And so, you know, Christ calls on us to repent. God promises to oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. And do I want God to oppose me, or do I want him on my side? And that's the choice that it becomes. It's no longer just a lighthearted thing to join in on some gossip. We realize, man, that is my pride exalting itself above God. Mm. And I now see it. I see it from God's point of view. So now every time Steve Scott hears gossip and I start to enter in, man, the Holy Spirit just brings that whole thing to my mind. Are you going to let your pride take over at this point? Or are you going to humble yourself and become a peacemaker and say, you know, I don't think we should be talking about him or her this way right now, because you know what, that really sets us up in our pride. And you can begin to become a peacemaker rather than a gossiper. You can be a builder. You know, Paul said, let no unwholesome word proceed out of your mouth, but only such a word as is good unto edification, that it might give grace to those who hear. And that's what we want to use our tongues for, is to give grace and encouragement and to reveal the love of Christ. We don't want to be known as critics and judgmental, and unfortunately, so many Christians are known just for that.
Exactly. And as you're talking and as I'm reading those passages right away, a couple of passages came to me. The one is, you know, that the pure in heart will see God. And so when our hearts aren't pure, let's say I'm jealous of you instead of cheering for you, I don't have a pure heart toward you, I'm not going to be able to even see what God is up to, and I'm going to wrongly assess things anyway. And in another passage, it says, when you receive a righteous man, you receive a righteous man's reward. In other words, when I receive you versus I'm jealous of you, I get to become a benefactor of the fruit of God in your life. And you can see why the enemy baits us all day long into that common human condition of being blind to our own stuff and talking about everybody else's stuff. You know, you can see it because we lose the fruit even in each other's lives.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'll tell you one thing that happened is Gary Smalley, and I, oops.
Oh, sorry.
He's throughout
my the fault.
End.
My fault.
Back to Gary Smalley's story when we get back.
Let's do it for sure. Talking to Stephen K. Scott. He's got a beautiful book out titled Jesus Speaks, hardcover. The cover is gorgeous, but that's just the beginning because the content is fantastic. We've got a few copies we'd love to get into your hands. You got questions about abiding in the words of Christ, what Jesus has to say to you today. We'd love to just process with you, talk with you, pray with you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And email Susie at myfaithradio.com. Remember, 2 days from now, we're going to be giving away some of these copies for the great giveaway show. More with Stephen K. Scott when we return. Tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to our friend Stephen K. Scott. He's got a beautiful new book out, releases today, titled Jesus Speaks, 365 Days of Daily Guidance and Encouragement, straight from the words of Christ. You've got red letter words from Christ on each page, and then a devotional thought. It's like God himself is speaking to you about the thing that you just read. One of the things Stephen writes is that Jesus made nearly 2,000 statements that are recorded in the New Testament. He said, "My words are spirit and life." His words can infuse his spirit and life into your spirit and into your life. When your spirit becomes full of his spirit, your fears and despair are replaced with faith, hope, and courage, as well as with the love of Christ. So, Stephen, before the break, you were about to talk about your friend, Dr. Gary Smalley. Say more about that story, which you're about to tell us.
Well, in May, my wife and I stopped in to visit Gary in Houston. And it was May 30th, and I gave him a copy of the manuscript. Now, Gary has been my best friend since 1973. I wrote his first two books with him and published them, and then we launched his ministry and his TV shows and so on. But Gary's right now at a time in his life where he's more dependent less independent. And that, for a man, that can be really, really discouraging. And it can make you question your purpose and all sorts of things. And so we were with him on May 30th, and I gave him a copy, and then we flew home. I get a text from him the next day. "This book is already changing my life." Mm. He had had it one day. Then he read that day's, and then he left a voicemail for me. And he said, "Steve," he said, I am already getting to know Christ in a different way." Later on in June, he said, "You know what? 50 years in ministry," he said, "I've known all about the Father, and I've all known all about Jesus," he said, "but now I'm getting to know them personally." And what started it all was May 30th was titled Cheer Up. And the verse is, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." And as you read down in that, you come to a line, and this is Christ talking, is how it's written. "Come, do not need to affect your joy or your peace. Realize that your life on earth is only a minute of the eternity that lies ahead. Rejoice daily that your relationship with me is eternal and more secure than the world itself. Rejoice that I've overcome the world and death itself. And because you are my sheep, the world and death have no power to separate you from my Father and our love. Don't focus on the past," and Gary has a glorious past, "or the future, but live in the moment with me. I love you more than you love yourself." And then the bottom verse, a red-lettered statement, is, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." But it's just, you know what, each day is an individual message. And I have this friend of mine that he's been giving out, I sent him some pre-release books that the publisher sent me, and he's been giving them out. And he'll tell people, it's very cute, this is a former pastor, young man, he's only 42, and he gives them out, and he'll say, "Now, look up your birthday. He'll say, this isn't a horoscope or anything, but look up your birthday, because a lot of times God has a special message, a birthday gift for his followers that I've found in this book, and he's done this with people. And so this lady is in the salon. His wife is a hairdresser, and she looks up her birthday, which is eliminating all fear. It's April 14th, by fearing God. And she had a terrible thing happen to her and her husband August 14th this past year. They pulled into a church parked next to the church. He was going to turn on the sprinklers. They were coming home from vacation, and he noticed the lawn was dry. And he goes out around the back of the building, turns on the sprinklers, and while that's happening, a 21-year-old thug opens the door, grabs his wife. She screams, honks on the horn. He shoots the wife, pulls her out of the car, and the husband comes running. And when he gets up toward the car, the guy shoots him twice in the head and kills him instantly.
Oh.
And so Jennifer is her name, and she has just obviously, you can imagine everything she's gone through since that day 4 months ago. Well, she starts to read this in the very first red-lettered statement, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
My.
Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father? And listen, I'll just read part of this because it's so glorious.
Read all of it.
Okay, this was for her birthday. Why should, and she just started weeping, and DJ's wife just put her arms around her. She said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this was going to upset you. She said, upset me? This is my answer. This is my answer. This is God telling me how all this could happen. And so she said, I've got to have this book. This is going to be my devotional. So here's what it says. It says, why should you continue to live in worry and fear? You are often anxious about so many things, and your life is tormented with stress. Child, it doesn't have to be that way. When you are fearful, it is a sign that you are setting your focus on the temporary things of this life. This world is not your permanent home. Even death should not be feared by my followers. It's simply the doorway to your eternal home. To be free from all fear, you need only to revere God above all else and love him by obeying my teachings. I want you to know that nothing will come your way except through my Father's loving will. He knows everything about you, and yet he loves you so much he sent me to save you. Turn your eyes and the focus of your heart away from the temporary things of this world and fix them on me. Fill your heart with my words, and my peace will replace all your fears. And then the last red-lettered statement at the bottom, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Well, after that, she left, and the ladies in the salon didn't know who she was. They hadn't known that she's the one they've all been hearing about, and they asked. So then they all wanted to read what she had read, and they wanted to see if the Lord had a special message for them on their birthday. And DJ said when he left the salon, all of the women were crying, and God had spoken to each of them.
You know, it's just fruit of your time in that abiding place, Steve. It's like your fruit is bearing fruit. And that was, Jesus said, it's to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. Absolutely amazing. Talking to Stephen K. Scott today about his book, Jesus Speaks. More with him in just a moment. That song play out. I was thinking on the way to work, just praying for you. I pray for our listeners. I pray for our team at the radio station. Pray for our guests. And was thinking about when the Jewish people were waiting for the king, they were waiting for someone to deliver them from the Roman domination. And you know what? Jesus didn't come just for that. He came to deliver them from sin's domination. There's a passage in Psalms that says, I cried to the Lord in my distress. He answered by setting me free. You know, we ask too little sometimes from God, that when we abide in him, abide in the vine, he does more than get us out of an uncomfortable momentary situation. He transforms us from the inside out, delivers us from the power of sin and death so that we can live the otherworldly life he intended. Isn't that amazing? That's Emmanuel. That's God with us. And we get caught up in the hustle bustle of the holidays and the shopping and the stress, and we look like the rest of the world. But we have God with us. I mean, that should inform how we live, how we pray, and even how we celebrate this holiday season. Talking to Stephen K. Scott, he's a great friend of the program. He's got a beautiful book out, Jesus Speaks, 365 Days of Daily Guidance and Encouragement, straight from the words of Christ. And you've gotten so many stories, Stephen, as you handed the manuscript out before it hit the shelf. I mean, today's the big day it hits the shelves, but already the book is bearing fruit before it even launches. So tell us a little bit more about just some of the stories you've heard of people who are immersing themselves in the words of Christ.
Well, one lady lost her husband this summer, a different lady. She her husband died unexpectedly and was, I think he was only 61 or 62, and she wrote this friend. She posted on Facebook yesterday when she saw it was going to release today because she had been given the manuscript. My friend, the same guy, gave her a copy of the manuscript, and the manuscripts cost $90 to make because it was big manuscript, and he gave her one, and she said it has been her daily source of intimacy with Christ, and she can't imagine having lived the last 3 or 4 months without it. I'll tell you one thing that I loved, it were that some of the reviews that came in, my favorite review, although I shouldn't have a favorite, but was Dr. Charles Stanley, and Dr. Stanley read it cover to cover before he would give the review, and it barely made it in time. And we were wondering, okay, because I love Charles Stanley. I love him. I love his heart, his spirit, his love for Christ. And he picked up on something that just blessed me so much. He said, there's absolutely nothing more important for the growing child of God than spending time daily in his word and presence. And Steve Scott's inspiring new devotional book, Jesus Speaks, helps us do just that. Mr. Scott's personal application of Scripture and impressive understanding of Jesus' heart for his people was evident on every page. Now, here's the part that just blessed me. I'm certain readers will be blessed and challenged, and here it is, and will grow in their intimate relationship with the Father as they focus on Jesus' words daily. That was the proof to me he read it cover to cover, because so many people today don't understand the relationship Jesus has with his Father. Jesus said made 125 statements describing and defining his relationship with the Father. And that comes out throughout the book. You really see Christ's love for the Father. You see his interaction with the Father. And it opens up your eyes to it. And most people would have said, if they said that statement, I'm sure it'll increase their intimacy with Jesus, but he picked up on it. Jesus' goal is to glorify the Father. He came to earth in obedience. He went to the cross in obedience to the Father. He said, I do exactly what pleases him. He says, everything I say, the Father commanded me to say and how to say it. And I am so glad that someone like Charles Stanley saw that Jesus is all about the Father. I thought it would be neat, Susie, if we could I could share just a few of the titles in here so people can get an idea of all the things. For example, in January, it covers Come Into the Moment, what it means to live in the presence from Christ's point of view. He says, let me pour my spirit and life into you. He said, I want your prayers to be answered. These are all titles of different pages. January 18th, don't panic when others say awful things about you or do terrible things to you. This is the answer to bullying. If we would teach our children just this one page, then they would learn, man, when I get bullied for righteousness' sakes, it's okay. I'm right there with Christ and the prophets. I don't have to panic. I don't have to kill myself. I don't have to get revenge. All I have to do is receive this joyous fellowship of Christ's sufferings. When troubles overwhelm you, January 29th, February 12th, fulfillment that never fades, courage to replace your fears, your sorrows will turn to joy. These are all titles. You don't have to be afraid. Why people do terrible things to you. My daughter had been bullied a little bit a couple years ago when I was first started looking at this, and she said, Daddy, I don't know why these girls are doing this. And Jesus explains it. He said, quote, they do these things because they do not know the Father or me. And she said, but Daddy, they all go to church. They're all in my Sunday school class. And I said, that means they know about God. It doesn't mean they know him. And I said, Hallie, they can't do the things they're doing if they truly know the Father and the Son. And so things just come alive. You don't have to be burdened with doubts and worries is another one. The secret of bearing eternal fruit. How glorious that it's not a mystery, that Jesus actually tells us how we can bear fruit that glorifies the Father, that 'll count for eternity. Your grief need not remain. Think of all the people out there that are grieving over things, you know, and it doesn't have to dominate our life. And he shows us how to get around it, how to lead our family and others who are in his kingdom, how to remain in the center of Christ's love. He tells us exactly how we can remain in the very center as a vessel receiving his love. What to do when you're wounded. Think about that. Susie, when can you think of a time when somebody really broke your heart or wounded your spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the neat thing is Jesus tells us how to take care, how to deal with that. And you don't have to suffer when you're wounded. He tells us how to turn that around. There's another one in March 23rd. Whenever you're stressed, discouraged, or overwhelmed, think of all the women you know who weekly are overwhelmed. We did two shows for Life Today that'll air in February 9th and 11th. And I asked the audience, I said, how many of you this week have been stressed? Every hand went up. I said, how many of you in the last couple weeks have really been worried? I mean, really worried about something. Every hand went up. And then I said, in the last 2 months, how many of you have been afraid of something? Almost every hand went up. Well, you don't have to have any of that. As you get to see what Christ says about all of this, then what happens, you step out on faith based on what he said, and life changes. You get to walk on water with Peter as you step out on the commands and teachings of Jesus Christ. So we get how to break the chains of sin. Think of all the people we know right now that have an addiction or a sin that they just can't get over. That's another one. Power instead of deliverance. How we can receive his power. We don't have to be delivered sometimes from an adversity. We just need his power to overcome it. And he tells us how we can get that. What to do when you feel deeply troubled. And it goes on and on. 365 days, and I probably mentioned 15 or 20 of them.
So I have a great idea, Stephen. We just give this a try. You listening today, call in and give us your birthday, and Stephen, with his fantastic dramatic voice and insight, is going to read your birthday entry, and we'll get you a copy of this book. We'll just see if this works. Otherwise, we got plenty of content to keep talking about, but we've got a stack of these to get into your hands, and I just think, what a powerful way to start really abiding when you know Christ's word, so you can abide in him, know what he says, know how he takes his cues from the Father. 877-933-2484. You don't have to say much. I know some of you are shy about getting on the air. Just get on and tell us your birthday, and Stephen will read to you. It will be fun. 877-933-2484. We've got a few copies to get into your hands. Email Susie@myfaithradio.com. I see the calls coming in. Grace is going to have her work cut out for her. Oh, there they are. 877-933-2484. So while she processes those calls, you can read my word. The whole screen's lit up. I don't know if she'll be able to keep up with it. But okay, my birthday is coming up on Friday, December 18th. How about you read mine while dear Grace tries to get through the umpteen calls that have just come in?
I'm turning to December 18th. It's so funny because I don't know if you know who Don Colbert is, that wonderful doctor. Well,
yeah.
His wife Mary is... It was September 19th, and boy, did it just touch her heart. Okay, 18th, this is why so many, remember, this isn't a horoscope. This is just a birthday gift that you can keep with you forever. This is why so many lives are empty. And in the red-lettered verses, it is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. How many people do you know whose lives seem empty? No matter what they pursue or acquire, they seem to never be fulfilled. They're trying to fill their emptiness with the very things that create and amplify it, things of the flesh that merely gratify their desires. They chase after money, power, immorality, and the approval and praise of others. But the fact is the flesh profits nothing. Child, you have felt an emptiness that you couldn't understand or have you felt an emptiness that you could not understand or explain? If you try to fill it with things of this world, they will only enlarge the void. But I can fill your void. Unlike the flesh, which profits nothing, the spirit gives life. My words are spirit and life. Anytime you feel empty, don't turn to the things of the flesh or the empty words of others. Run to my words and pour them into your mind and heart. They will replace the emptiness of your soul with my spirit and my life.
Amen. Okay, so this is what we're going to do because these calls are coming in, and boy, I'm amazed at how many. So Patty's calling in from Waverly. She's January 19th. I'll take that one, Steve. Ina is calling in from Brule, I don't know, April 12th. So I'll do January 19th. You do April 12th. Susie's calling from Minneapolis. June 29th, we'll get her next if we can. But we got to do these two before the break. So, Patty, how are you? Hi, Patty.
Hi.
I'm going to read to you real quick, okay? January 19th. You ready?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm ready.
You don't have to stumble blindly through life. Scripture, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Walking in the dark can be dangerous. You can't see what's in front of you. You may follow a path or a person, thinking you're headed to safety, only to discover you're being led into danger and destruction. In darkness, a choice may feel right, yet be terribly wrong. My dear child, it doesn't have to be this way. If you'll draw near to me, you will have my light to guide you through every choice you make and to lead you on every path you take. You won't have to decide in darkness, walk in darkness, or linger in darkness, but you can have my light only when you follow me. And you can follow me only by looking at my life and listening to my words. Hear my commands and obey them. See my promises and believe and receive them. This is how you follow me. You will see life as it really is and discover that it is what is of true value and what is not. Bathe your mind in my words today. If you will, I will lead you safely through this momentary life into my Father's kingdom, where your life will never end. And the other scripture is, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Patty, you get a copy of the book, so stay on so Grace can get your address. Thanks so much for calling today.
Thank you.
God bless you. Ina's on. Ina?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm just fine, Susie.
Good. Good. You're going to get a copy of Stephen's book. He's going to read to you from your birthday, April 12th. Go ahead, Stephen.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Can you remember the last time you were really hungry? What did you think about? Could you concentrate on anything other than your desire for food? Or can you remember the last time you were really thirsty? The longer you went without water, the more desperate you became to get a drink. As important as food and water are, righteousness is even more critical to the life and health of your soul. Do not treat righteousness as if it were of little importance. Or do you actively pursue it? Child, I am your shepherd, and you are my precious lamb. I want to lead you into paths of righteousness, but when you are focusing on gratifying your other appetites, your soul is filled with everything but righteousness. The only way to gain a driving hunger and thirst for righteousness is to follow me. Look at my life and activities and imitate me. Listen to my words and do them. This will cause you to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Only attractions of the flesh will lose their hold on you. Other attractions of the flesh will lose their hold on you, and I will satisfy you to the depths of your soul. And the last red-lettered statement is, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Ina, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
God bless you, dear one, and you're going to get a copy of his book, Jesus Speaks. You're going to love it. Susie from Minneapolis, Wendy from Brule, I think I'm saying that right, Wisconsin. We're going to get you on the other side of the break. I see Cindy, Renee, Marianne, Cecily, and Kathy. God bless you for calling. We're going to get to as many of you as possible. Hope you can hang on. Talking to Stephen K. Scott. Man, I wish I would have had this idea at the top of the hour. It was fantastic. More with Stephen K. Scott when we come back. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, talking to Stephen K. Scott. He's got a beautiful new book out titled Jesus Speaks. It's the words of Christ with these devotional thoughts as if God were speaking to you in first person. We have 9 calls on the board. I'm quite sure we won't get to all of you. I want to so bad. We had this wild idea just a few minutes ago. Call in with your birthday. And like Stephen said, this isn't a horoscope. This is a daily devotional. But he's found that people, when we read your birthday, there's a treasure in there. There's a gift for you somehow. Susie is calling in from Minneapolis. I'll read June 29th. That's her birthday. Stephen, and the one coming after is Wendy, and she's December 6th, and you can read that. But Susie, welcome.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did we get your birthday right, June 29?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sit back, honey, and let me read to you. Here it is. Why the Father sent me to earth, and Jesus' words here are, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If God is a God of love, how could he allow so many terrible things to happen? How many times I've heard these words uttered by the sons of men. How foolish of anyone to question the love of my Father. Instead of destroying humanity, as he could have done, he sent me to earth to lay down my life as an atonement for sin. Has anyone else sacrificed his only child for the terrible deeds of the very people who hated him? Would you stand by and offer your child to be tortured and crucified? No one has ever loved anyone as much as my Father does. He did not send me to earth to condemn a world that deserved heaven, but to save a world that deserved hell. Because men and women continue to reject him, evil continues to reign. But not so with you, child. You are one of his vessels of mercy. Though evil may reign around you, my righteousness will remain in you as a light in your world. By following me, your works of righteousness will glorify my Father and light the way for others to come to me. And the red letter words from Jesus are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And I'm just feeling as I'm reading this, Susie, that you can look around and find fear everywhere. But this is just reminds me so clear that you have a call and God's going to shine his light in and through you. And people are going to look up because of your life. So thank you for listening today.
Thank you, Susie.
God bless you. Get a copy of Stephen's book. Okay, we've got Wendy. Wendy, am I saying the city right? Brule?
It's Brule.
Okay. And your birthday's December 6th, and Stephen's going to read to you. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thank you.
The Holy Spirit empowers you to follow me. And, of course, the verse is, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Watching my disciples on the night of my arrest could have been so discouraging. On the hardest night of my life, they were more concerned about themselves than they were about me. They were still arguing about which of them would be the greatest in my kingdom. They acted as if I had taught them nothing. And when I asked them to watch and pray, they fell asleep. But I wasn't discouraged, because I knew everything would change when the Holy Spirit was sent. And it did. Child, just as the ministry of the Holy Spirit changed their lives, his ministry should change yours as well. One of his ministries is to bring to your memory everything I have said, but he can't bring my words to your memory if you haven't been abiding in them. Abiding in my words every day is as important to your spiritual life as food and water is to your physical life. How long can you live without food or water? Don't limit the ministry of the Holy Spirit for even a day. And then the last red-lettered verse is, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said unto you.
Thank you, Wendy, for that call. You're going to get a copy.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless you. So Cindy's checking in for me. Dinah, I'll take her. She's July 14th, I understand. And Renee from Brooklyn Park. Stephen, is January 6th. We're going to try to squeeze these two in. Marianne, Cecily, and Kathy, we're going to do our best, but I'm not sure how close we'll get. But let's see. I have Cindy. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. July 14th, right?
Yes.
Here we go. In me, you have what others yearned for. In Jesus' words here, for I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Since the first prophecies of my coming, the prophets and the chosen of Israel yearned for my appearance on earth. They knew my coming would reveal the Father as never before. They knew my life and words would perfectly reveal the glory and truth of the Father. My dear one, what was denied to them has been provided for you in the record of the Gospels. In me, you can see the Father's love, mercy, grace, and righteousness. You can see his holiness, patience, truth, and justice in my dealings. You can hear his will perfectly spoken for every choice you face. Sadly, what the prophets would have given their lives to see and hear is all but ignored by most people. Child, don't be like those who give only a passing glance at my life. Fix your gaze on me. Be still and listen to the Spirit whisper my words into your heart. And let this become your blessed daily routine. In me and my words, you have real life. You now have what the holy prophets of old longed for. In Jesus' words here is, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. God bless you, dear sister. You'll get a copy of the book.
Thank you very much.
Bless you. Okay, I think Renee is checking in from Brooklyn Park. Marianne, if you can hang on, I might be able to squeeze your reading in. But Cecily and Kathy, we're going to get you a copy, but we won't have time to get to your reading. So sorry about that. So hang on, give Grace your address. And it's your turn, Stephen. Go ahead and read.
January 6th or 7th?
6th.
6th. Let me pour my spirit and life into you. The spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. There are so many times you feel as if you are running on empty. You're going through the motions, but your heart feels drained. There is a dull ache or a subtle sadness that won't go away. Even when you get a lot done, you feel as if you've achieved nothing important. Though you seek guidance from others, nothing satisfies your deepest longings. That's because the words and counsel of others can only convey information, and more information isn't what you need. You need spirit. You need real life. Unlike the words of everyone else, my words do not merely provide information. They infuse my spirit and my life into the minds and hearts of those who will dwell in them. In my words, you will find my answers to your every question. Light when you are in darkness, comfort when you are hurting, and hope when you are in despair. Most important, you'll discover my perfect will for the moment you are in. My words will put my spirit and my life into your spirit and life. I'm waiting for you right now. In the last statement of Christ, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Marianne, we're not going to have time to get your reading at October 23rd, but you are going to get a copy of the book so you can read it. I so wish I would have thought to do this at the opening of the show. Bless Grace's heart. That the whole screen lit up. We couldn't get to everybody. But we have to pray now. We get to pray now. Let me say it that way. Stephen, wonder if you would pray for our listeners that we would each enjoy an intimacy with God like we've not ever known before.
I will. And Susie, we'll be back in January. Let's do this for the January one and get the testimonials of the people whose lives have been changed by this.
Love to do that.
Father, we just thank you for this time. We pray for each listener, Father, that they may come to know your Son in the way you desire him to be known. Father, that they would avail themselves to your words through his lips. We thank you, Father, for your love for us and ask your blessing now on the day and week ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, Stephen, we'll do that. We'll get you back next month, and we'll take your birth dates, and we're going to read to you, and hopefully you'll be ministered to. I'm sure you will. Bless you, Stephen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Susie.
Always good to talk with you. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Check out the info on the great giveaway and Angel Tree when you get there. Coming up second hour, Stephen Kendrick of War Room joins me to talk about the impact of the film War Room and the power of prayer. Another great hour of Live the Promise is coming up, so don't go away. Hope you can stay tuned. Hour two is up next.